Behind a consignment shop in Moorhead, Kentucky, and up a flight of stairs, there's a row of apartments where Eric McIntosh lives.
I'm from Eastern Kentucky. I'm 24, and I work for a sandwich shop for minimum wage.
McIntosh is one of the many low-wage workers in the region, hoping to see an increase in the federal minimum wage, which hasn't changed in 10 years. One analysis of the higher wage shows that more than 93,000 workers would benefit in the congressional district where McIntosh lives, an area with some of the nation's lowest per capita income. McIntosh says he is constantly worried about the money he'll take home.
The anxiety of poverty, right? You know, you're nervous, right, about every single check that you're going to get. If it's going to be enough, that keeps you up at night, and that just makes your work even worse. Everything you do is just kind of like set up to only be half as good as it should be.
Transportation is a common problem for rural people working for minimum wage. McIntosh says he's often had to rely on others for his transportation, and he's seen coworkers lose their job because they can't afford a minor car repair.
And, you know, if people have more spending money, we're going to generate more jobs. We're going to buy more products. I'd guarantee that if I made $15 an hour, I would actually buy a car for once.
The Congressional Budget Office says a $15 an hour minimum wage could boost pay for 17 million workers and lift more than 1 million people out of poverty. But the CBO also warns that more than 1 million jobs could be lost. The Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, argues small and mid-sized businesses would not be able to increase revenue enough to cover the cost of higher wages. The group also said employers would be forced to increase prices or cut costs by laying people off. Fred Bauman with Bauman Paper in Lexington is one such businessman. The company is a third-generation, family-owned and operated wholesale distributor of paper, plastic, and other sanitary supplies. I met him at one of the many businesses his company supplies, a hotel and restaurant.
My dad started the company in 1950.
Bauman is chairman of the company board, and now his daughter runs the business. Bauman says they already pay many of their employees about $14 to $15 an hour, but if the minimum wage increases, they'll feel the pressure to pay more.
We're paying what the market demands us to pay in order to get the competent workers and to retain them.
When we first spoke, Bauman didn't know what the federal minimum wage was. He assumed it was around $10 an hour. The federal rate and Kentucky's is $7.25. Bauman worries that a much higher minimum wage will reduce worker motivation.
People have to have a certain amount of initiative rather than stuff being handed to them. And my perspective is if you automatically get $15 an hour, then where's the incentive?
He says his company might have to look at whether they're better off investing in automation. The Economic Policy Institute, a left-leaning think tank, conducted a separate analysis that cast doubt on the CBO's projections of job losses. EPI economist Ben Zipper says there is another way of looking at the effects on businesses.
It is true that businesses hire fewer workers after a minimum wage increase, but they also have to hire fewer workers just because fewer workers are leaving their job.
The bill now goes to the Republican-led Senate, where Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said he won't take up the bill. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.